Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And Kayla, until we have a quorum, correct? Prior to a motion to approve the agenda, consent agenda, and the minutes of August 1st council meeting, I request an amendment to the consent agenda, adding payroll check number 70481 through 70490, including direct deposits in the amount of $200,169.60. So if I could get an approval of the agenda, the amendment to the consent agenda, and the minutes for August 1st, 2022.
So moved.
Second, can I hear a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Okay. Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Communications? Items from the public? Any on Zoom? Thanks, seeing none. Civil service appointment. I would like the council to confirm two appointments to the Civil Service Commission, Scott Cody and Heidi Worlton, please.
Oh. Hmm. So moved.
Second. Second. Okay. Any discussion?
Yes, that's increasing the number by one.
It is. And actually, I have talked to the Civil Service Secretary, Kayla, and my hope is to increase it to five. Just because three is sometimes very difficult to have a quorum. So, yeah.
Okay. We still have the county.
All of it. Kayla and I had a discussion, and Kayla really feels confident and comfortable doing a civil service. So I was all for it. So she's doing a great job, and it's going to keep her in house. So it, not her.
In house.
Okay. So I think that all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Okay. Was that a yay or a nay, Ryan? Aye. Okay. Great. Motion carried. Thank you. Okay. Ordinance 1911. After our discussion about needing an ordinance or amending our code to better reflect what the council wanted, it came to my attention that somehow we ended up with two separate portions of our code that were contradictory. I put them in, well, on this topic. And I put them at, I had Kayla put them at the end so you could see what I was talking about, which sort of made sense when I went to the original code, didn't follow what the second code said. So what this does is it removes the second code that contradicts the first code and updates the first code to better reflect what the council, I'm hoping, is wanting. And if it does or doesn't, that's what I need to know today. And this is the first reading. So I'll start with a motion to move ordinance number 1911 to a second reading.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Okay, and discussion.
I found that I think might be a couple of typos.
I would not be surprised because I looked through this one pretty fast. So I'm ready for that.
Okay, section 2.15.000.
Okay.
The fourth line down.
Uh-huh.
It says with the width.
Okay, got it.
So I think you want to.
Yeah, I'll fix that.
Section 2.15.080.080.
Uh-huh.
City attorney.
Uh-huh.
Okay. How do I say this? The first section, it says added, and then below, where it says all of those sections repealed,
uh-huh,
the 2.35 sections all repealed.
Uh-huh.
The very
I
last
see it.
One,
yep.
There you go. So it should say 2.35, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what I've got.
Okay. And any further discussion? Does the appointment. It does 2.15.020 better reflect what the council is wanting when it comes to the department head opening?
So I think so, because I know when we talked civil service last year, whenever it was, it needed to say that it would be consulted with on that, and then that we would confirm. And those are all still in there as far as I can tell. So I know, Chris, you had worked on that original one. When I read this, I put on my Chris Halpin hat and glasses and mustache, of course. And it seemed like it matched what you had said before. And then 030 allows you guys to hire the people you want, you know, 2 and 3 tiers down without us having to vote on them, because the timing on that never works and we're not actually in the interviews. And yeah, it exactly matches what we were hoping for, was more involvement at the department head level and less involvement down below.
Right.
Yeah. And is that was what you were trying to convey to me or to the overall, correct?
Yes. Okay. I guess the only thing about the entry level or whatever you're hiring, the stipulation, as long as it is a budgeted position,
right,
then that would apply. If you're creating a new position, then I think we need to have some.
That would all, I can say from my position, that would always be the case, because you are the keeper of the budget.
Right.
So if it is not a budgeted position, you would have to be consulted, because you would have to approve something that is not already budgeted.
Okay.
But if
it's, and at that point, we'd just be approving a general position.
Yeah.
Not necessarily
not
who or when. It's just that, do we think the city needs that position? Okay. I'm fine. There was only one thing that, and I don't have a big hang up with it, but the mayor's determination of job description and minimum qualification shall be final and binding.
And I took that right out of the code we already have.
I don't have a problem with that. However, the code does allow for the city council to have input onto qualifications.
Okay, and this one, it does say job description for the position shall be final on the civil service commission.
Okay.
It only speaks of the civil service commission.
Okay. All right.
So that's why I assume that's just talking about the civil service jobs.
Okay.
All right. And
I don't know why that was in there, but I just copied it from the phone. Yeah. So
even if the mayor makes a job description, our tool is to just keep rejecting the people she puts forward until she changes the job description, or isn't necessarily to change the job description, right? I mean, it's not efficient.
Again, I would see the front end of the thing being consultative, in that a job comes open, we would like to see these minimum qualifications in this job. And the mayor takes that into consideration and goes, okay, I'll make the final determination of what. But I think we should have the ability to put input onto it.
Yeah, and it does. I mean, that is where it says that we are consulted, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
You know, and I think the bottom line of this, I believe the bottom line of this is that I couldn't bring in my Mike and say, I'm hiring Mike to be the clerk treasurer.
Right.
Because he doesn't meet the minimum qualifications.
Right.
Because that's ultimately you confirm that appointment.
Right.
He would not confirm that appointment because he doesn't meet the minimum qualifications for that position.
Right.
So, I mean, that's what these are in place for.
Yeah. And then if you decided, okay, well, I'm changing qualifications,
That's
right. We still reject.
You would reject the qualifications.
Okay.
If you want to just put it out as it's as simple or as complicated as that. So.
Okay.
Okay.
I would just like to ask for clarification who made the motion. It was hard to hear. Thank you. All right. Is there any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll go ahead with the vote. All of those in favor to move it to second reading?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. And I hope that reads better. So it was very confusing when I started getting into it. So. Okay, resolution 1278, the solid waste, county solid waste and moderate risk waste management plan. I'm sure everyone read all 168 pages of that.
I tried really, really hard, but it was really dense. No pun intended.
Do I hear a motion to approve for resolution 1278?
I vote to approve. Okay.
Here, second.
Okay.
Any discussion? Yeah, can we get put somebody on, you know, on the dais there, a position on why we can approve this?
I don't know. I mean, I'll be frank on that. Like, I don't. That's something we've done before. Something that we deal with, like, we were sanitation. I know there's a tipping for the sanitation, but
so
this.
Where did this 157 pages come from?
County.
I believe that the Pacific County Solid Waste Management Team were required to put this together to meet the criteria for their solid waste plan. They've been working on it. They've come up with this, what they consider to be their final draft. And it just meets the criteria for this product, for their solid waste and moderate risk management plan. And each city has to adopt it through resolution for it to become finalized.
It won't become finalized until every city and the county sign off on it.
Yes. So.
Yeah, I get that part, but
I can speak to that a little bit.
Okay.
I was involved as much as I could be while I was mayor, and I got to see how they worked, how they were working with people that they hired who looked like very professional people who had done this type of stuff for a long time. I wanted to attend more meetings, but unfortunately, it was on another night when I was attending another meeting. But I did read the emails that came down the pipe, and it looked to me like they spent at least 2 years developing this, and they went through, they had to affirm every process as they went along. It was, I think it was very well done.
Well, in the question in the back, supplemental sheet for non-project actions, it says, the plan was prepared in response to a state requirement for the proper management of solid and moderate risk waste. And it is intended to comply with all applicable local, state, and federal laws and requirements regarding protection of the environment. So I'm guessing that that's probably a big part of why this was put into place.
The Department of Ecology also helped create this
plan. But what is our role in it?
That we read it and that we accept it as a good plan for Pacific County.
Do we think that it is?
I think it's fine.
From what I read and understood, which is
it truly has little to no effect on the city per se. It probably has more effect on the county and potentially Royal Heights, but per se to the city of Raymond does not have any effect, I should say, other than we've read it, we've
so there's not a lot of requirements in there that are going to cost us money or we got to do or
no, there's I don't see any money. It just reviews how each city manages their solid waste. We manage it by taking it to Royal Heights,
right?
And Royal Heights has the
you got to have it
right.
Chicken box. Mm-hmm.
Kind of like when we do our comprehensive plan.
Right.
Except this isn't a much, you know, this is the counties. It's the
more parties. Okay.
I was most interested in the recycling, I guess not requirements, but the recommendations for recycling. And that's always been something I've been interested in here in the city of Miami since we moved here 17 years ago. And it really didn't have, it had some interesting recommendations, but it didn't have anything that was actually changing as far as that goes for Raymond. So I think it would be interesting to get together with some folks and talk about what we could actually do to improve our recycling for the city of Raymond with these recommendations, because there were some there that seemed to go together that could, different things that could be done to improve recycling. Also yard waste and things to discourage people from dumping on roads or down ravines or things like that. So I like the recommendations. I think going forward, it might be interesting for some folks maybe here to get together, or maybe you have a different committee that gets together to talk about ways that we could actually improve recycling specifically, but also discourage people from dumping on county roads or on logging roads or on, you know, down ravines or whatever, and anything else that might need improving that people could see.
Well, I know that LeMay does recycling, and even though they don't do our garbage service, they would be interested in coming down and providing a recycling service for the city of Raymond. It's something that they've been interested in for some time. So
I'd like to talk about that, because when they started doing recycling in curbside pickup in South Bend, I called them up and I said, how do I sign up? And they said, you can't, because we got to come to Raymond. So yeah, I'd love to talk about that further. So,
okay, and any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye.
No.
Okay, one. Thank you. Okay, department head reports. Fire Chief Vidian is not me off or not here tonight.
He is. Oh, she's on. Sorry.
Thank you, Mayor. I really don't have much report today. Like I said before, our new hires are working out great. Very happy with that. And we're just looking forward to getting through the summer and into the fall. If anybody has any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
Thanks, Chief Diddy. I'm sorry I forgot about you.
That's okay.
Okay. Police Chief Chuck Sport.
Hi, everybody. So we have hired a new entry-level police officer, Lucas Marthaler. He's graduated from Valley. He was in Air Force for 6 years. I'm also working at Weyerhaeuser and a supervisor over there. And kind of been thinking about law enforcement for a number of years. So he went through civil service. And then, of course, rigorous background check with quality in the site. Everything that we need to do and went through that without any problems. So we'll get him going. And typically with entry levels, you know, we won't really get any shit use out of him for about a year. So with the academy and FTO. So
what's his last name in Chuck?
Marthaler.
And there you go.
Okay. That's all I have.
Thank you. Public Works Director Eric Weber.
Kind of the same stuff still going on. We're a little delayed on the water tank as they have it washed. They're getting ready to prep all of the bare metal, but the company, the subcontractor, the gentleman has COVID, so he was not here this week. So we may be behind a week or so on that. Shouldn't be a big deal. Pre-construction meeting for the street projects for this year. That's tomorrow. We're getting ready to do new TID grants for next year. We're going to do the applications for that or complete them. And that's about it. Do you have any questions?
Okay. Let's trade your down at the touch.
Don't have much to report. I told you guys last meeting, so this week I'll be attending the budgeting class in Leavenworth, so hopefully I'll come back and utilize the tools I learned there to help me create the new budget. That's all I have.
Okay. So Mayor's comments on that note, we'll be, when she gets back, we'll be preparing the budget calendar so you guys can get an idea of the process and what to look for when it comes to the budget. Something that I would like to propose to the council, this has never been done in Raymond, but I'd like to know how the council feels about it, to schedule a couple of budget workshops. And we won't, normally I would say we'd schedule them today, but I'd like to wait to get the calendar put together and then we can schedule a couple of them. Not on a council night. They can be earlier. They can be any day of the week that works for you guys. Say a Wednesday, start at 5. We can bring in dinner if you'd like, sandwiches, whatever. And we traditionally pretty much go line by line and discuss where the money comes from, where the money goes. But prior to the budget workshop, you get a copy of each department head's budget request, so you can see what they've requested in the past. That way, each council member actually can see in front of them where the money is coming from, where the money is going. You have an opportunity to talk to department heads why they're doing what they're doing. If you have a question, maybe you don't have a question. I just think it provides a very transparent budget and opportunity to either provide input, make changes, all kinds of opportunities for different things. And so I need to know how the council feels about that because it really is not something that's ever been done in Raymond before. So we do like to do that.
Yeah, we did that.
I've never been a part of that.
I did with Gretchen.
No,
you did
a full council.
No.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. You're talking about a full council.
I'm talking about a full council. Just
so
like
you're talking about
right here.
We'd have to have a published meeting then.
Right, and it's a workshop.
So and it's a workshop thing. Okay.
All we discuss is the budget. There's no decisions made, and we take no public comment.
Right.
We just talk.
Okay.
About
I get the concept.
So, yes.
I wish I'd thought of that.
Hey, it's a. And I can tell you the first time around, it lasts a lot longer than the second year, the third year, the fourth year. Once the council gets familiar with what they're looking at and why, it goes a little bit faster. The first year is a little bit longer, but I think it gives every council member a better idea of where the money comes from and where the money goes.
So how many here have gone through that?
You mean here?
I mean, we went in a fair amount of detail.
An explanation of the right. funds. And
yeah, but even that, I feel like this sounds like it will be in more detail than that. And with
okay
more department heads
okay
participating, which I think will be useful.
Yeah. I don't know why I went through it, but I did.
So is that something that the council would like to do?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, it is a little tedious. It might be a tad bit boring, but we'll try to make it as lively as we can. And usually by the end of the night, Kayla, because Kayla and I will probably both be bored, but we'll get through it. And it's a great learning opportunity for Kayla, too. So I'm willing to do it if you're willing to listen. So, okay.
So timing-wise?
We're probably looking at October.
Oh, okay.
So, because we still have to have the department heads provide their
before hunting season.
It's a tough month.
Well, we'll do it in October.
Which season?
When's hunting season start?
October.
When? Month? Good Lord.
Then November.
Okay, well, we'll look at the end of September.
I got 3 trips planned, so.
Okay.
Zoom.
All in October?
Huh? Yeah, I'm going to the end of hunting cabin.
Early
in
the day.
All right. So
well,
he's not in a
drink much around the firearms. They don't go together well.
I didn't have any additional comments unless anybody on the council has any questions for me. So
yeah, that'd be great.
I have just council comments.
Okay, so we'll go to council comments.
You had mentioned the comp plan, I think, when we're talking about the solid waste one. We missed out on grant funding because we didn't have a comp plan. It's at least an amount of grant funding got granted and then yanked because of it. And I don't I know that got brought up at a meeting. I didn't really understand what was being said until many, many weeks later. What went on there? Did we not have a comp plan when we were supposed to?
It was the park plan.
Okay, it was a park plan.
Yeah, even our comp plan is very old. It's supposed to be every, I think, 6 to 9 years they look at. Ours is way beyond that.
So, it might be 90s, but it's
90s. Why is it that old?
Funding, partially, I think, and it just wasn't not a priority before for the people previously, I guess. Probably more it matters than the types of grants you're getting. And the parks plan, I guess, in fairness, that was a splash pad. It's not a general source that was ever went after. It was not a project, I guess, they've used for years. Maybe back in the day, Rebecca had used it. And I'm not even sure if our parks plan was even an adopted parks plan, like an actual through the system. So we are doing it now, obviously. Okay, we were obviously going to try to stay up on these things. We were able to get quite a bit of grant funding to do it. And we were able to get a consultant to do it at a reasonable cost. Generally, it's going to be 100 or more, a 100,000, but it's just something that in the past, they just, like a lot of things, weren't taken care of. So it's one of those things we're trying to get caught up on.
Are they, you know, solid waste plan, the secure street plan, the comp plan, the parks plan, are these mandated that we have them and we have them updated and things like that?
I believe the comp plan is obviously something which we have to have. It's mandated, but they don't really do anything. If
that's not
well, I'm not just saying that are they like punish you if you don't. No, because a lot of places haven't been doing them. I believe
that's,
so.
Yeah, but that's not what I asked. Are they? Is there a law saying we have to have?
I don't think there's. That's per se a law. Okay. You're going to get fined. You're not getting anything. We've been going along and getting grants for other things. I think it's a tool that how you use the, you know, the comp plan. If you're not necessarily using it, then per se.
And I can tell you that part of the comp plan is the parks plan. Okay. And probably the parks plan is used more than anything else out of your comp plan for grant funding.
Okay.
The comprehensive plan, not so much, but the parks plan is. Because that's where your RCO grant funding comes from.
I don't know.
So RCO, recreational and conservation organization, I think. Okay. It's
state money?
Yeah, it's state. And so they look at that parks plan when you are trying to get grant funding. So they go hand in hand. So comprehensive plan, you could run into a grant that if you don't have your updated comprehensive plan, it could be a problem. But it's just best to stay and keep them updated. The Department of Commerce has just released some very specific and numbers, dates out to the future. So because a lot of times it would be, okay, we need to adopt our comprehensive, we need to do our comprehensive plan, and we have to have it done by this date. But this is when RCO needed theirs. Always you were always behind.
Yeah.
So they've kind of worked with the Department of Commerce. So now the Department of Commerce has went out to 2028, I think, and they said, okay, you apply this date to get it approved by this date to this date to this date. So they are trying to work together, and I hope that kind of answers your question.
It does, and I just, you know, and it comes up with solid waste, it comes up with the secure street plan. I want to, you know, I guess I put a smidge bit of faith in the state government. If they are requiring us to do it, there's got to be a reason besides just check the box. So I just really want us to squeeze all the value we can out of them and not just have it be something we pass, you know, as a resolution. Because I think we are starting to get there with the street plan. I saw street plans 11 years ago that were garbage. These ones are not garbage. I think we can get better with them. And I think when we would use these tools, we will see at least some amount of value besides just checking the box. So I just encourage us to do that with all of them.
Yeah, and the 6-year road plan is very, very important and very beneficial to the city. I mean, that is something that we can't go without. We have to have it.
Well,
so
yeah, but if we don't get TIP funding, we don't follow the plan.
No, but
we should treat it more than just getting the grant money. We should have a plan that we follow, whether we get grant money or not, or at least a contingency.
And I think Eric does.
And that's what I'm saying.
And I think also just that by having the workshop, it does give us a little bit more one-on-one time to talk about stuff that you guys see. Because even like previously, the budget streets has always been kind of narrow, and so there's not a lot of money for streets. But then you guys had said, hey, let's start looking at like $100,000, and so the years we don't get a grant, we have a plan, and so that's what we're working at. But that's kind of nice. I think we'll get more of that out of having the workshop versus just every once in a while. I think it'll be great.
Yeah, and that's exactly the kind of stuff I'm talking about.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Just kind of rattled around the back of my head. Do we have any unspent COBA money, or has it all been this year's all? Has it all been?
It's not. None of it has been spent.
Okay, so
we had some left over that we didn't spend in 2021, which was carried to 2022, and we got our 2022 disbursement.
Okay.
We have till 2026 to spend it.
So at our.
We have not made any determination. That's something we can discuss. I mean, there might be a little bit. I don't quote me, but I don't believe that the doors over at the fire hall have been taken out of the budget. So,
yeah.
But you got the list of what happened in 2021. So I think half of it came forward to 2022. So.
Okay. So I guess that's one thing in our budget meeting we talk about.
That's right.
We are doing bid openings on the date real soon for the hypochlorite treatment at the plant. I know we discussed that briefly about potentially using that money, so that would be something that's going to come up again real soon.
Yeah. Okay.
So, there's no big grandiose plans for it.
I rattle my memory. Did we or did we not give any to the pool association?
We did not.
We have not.
Okay.
Not yet.
Okay. All right.
Pool association?
Well, whoever runs the pool.
The swimming pool.
The swimming pool.
I know, but. So, and that actually gets to my next question. My kids are in swim club, so I've been down there a lot, and it needs some real work. Does the pool association pay to maintain the facility, or do we pay? I don't understand that relationship.
I don't know the original contractor, how they set that up. They pay for a lot of their own stuff, and then when they ask for stuff, generally we pay for it. Say they have a heating issue, it's just always kind of been where they pay for it, and if they don't, they ask us and we pay for it. So they kind of done most of their stuff in the past, unless it's super expensive. So we've been doing more now. We have a grant to earn a grant. We have a bid finally to replace the doors in the back that are in rough shape and stuff like that. But I talked to Michelle briefly a little bit the other day and about maybe trying to get some painting inside of the building. And so I think there's some stuff.
Yeah, like the tiles, the tiles coming off, and like water's going to get in behind the tile and freeze.
I would think that would be something that we, since it's a city building, I think it would be something that we were responsible for personally. And I don't see why we shouldn't plan for that.
Yeah, and it sounds like we need a better definition of who owns or who's responsible for what. And is that a one-year contract every time, or do they have multiple year on it?
I don't think I've ever seen it.
I don't think there is a contract.
I think it's an understanding.
They're like, they're like a nonprofit. They ran, they pay their own. We obviously have insurance, but they pay their own. They pay the employees, just kind of those things.
And I can tell you that they struggled to get insurance this year.
Okay.
So, because there's a lot of the insurance carrier that they had no longer insures pools.
Wow.
So they really struggled to find insurance. So
we need insurance and they need insurance?
Right. We insure the building,
yeah.
the pool, but they have to have liability insurance. So.
And we, our liability, I'm sure, comes into play, right?
Like, yes.
Somebody's definitely going to sue us.
They'll always go for the deepest pocket.
Absolutely.
Well, and I would think that that would be one reason that we especially would want to get the pool up to snuff, is to avoid things like that. Yeah. So,
by next summer, can we get a real contract? And I will put myself out there to work on that. But if it's just a handshake agreement, we got so the liability there is so big, and the building is needing so much.
Let me look. You know, because I could be totally wet. I'll wet on it. Well, no pun intended. Maybe it does exist.
I thought Michelle was on there.
Oh, she was.
Yeah.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
She was.
I was saying we should ask Michelle.
If I would stop talking.
99% sure there's a pretty.
Hey, this is Ryan too, and I do want to talk at some point, but the internet keeps going in and out. I'm not sure if it's the city or mine, so just wanted to keep that in mind if you can't get a hold of me when I'm to that point.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so let me look and see what I can find. And if I can find it, I'll email it out to cancel.
Okay.
What were you saying, Chief?
I'm almost certain that there's a pretty big agreement in place. And over the years, they haven't come to the city for a lot of things. I think there is some kind of request that that'll make it.
We pay for that, like, but a lot of stuff they just, like, we don't even hear from them. Like, if they need something, they call us.
But everything has gotten tighter the last couple of years, especially. And like I said, if we're paying liability on the building, and the building is a city building, we really need to do something to get it
repaired. And we don't want to get caught not having enough in the budget to.
Yeah.
If we find out, oh, no, we were responsible for this all the time, and they just were nice and paid for it, and now they want to send it to us, and they legally can, we should handle that. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Ryan?
Yeah, so can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay, so number one, I guess, about the internet, every couple minutes it goes dead for like 30 to 45 seconds. And I don't know if that's just me or if all the people that are participating are having that issue. So I just thought I'd bring that up. Two, am I still live? Okay. It's the city dock down at the, I guess we call it South Fork Landing and Riverfront Park, whichever one we choose to call it that day. It's pretty rough, and I'm wondering, I think that's owned by us. I might be wrong, but what plan do we have in place if we do actually still own that to actually clean it up? It's disgusting, and it's actually a very big asset to the city, in my opinion. I'm concerned for the condition that it's currently in and how we're maintaining that, what the plan is. I tried to ask that during Eric's portion, but I froze up, so.
Scared.
Gotcha.
So I think actually with this new kind of workshop and having the budget worksheet, I think that's actually going to be great because we can look at the long term. You know, in the past, the city hasn't done a lot due to budget constraints, which obviously things are better now to maintain the buildings and what we have. So I think that's one of those things where we can, I intend to, on the sheet that Dee gave us, do a little more with breaking down individual buildings and try to make a, you know, what's the most important as far as paint and roofing so we can actually stretch out and actually budget that in and so stuff doesn't get lost to something else in the future. We do own the pier, so.
Is it something, Eric, we can take a look at if there's an immediate need, we can get it fixed?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, I don't know how you treat any of that kind of, you know, the water. So I think it's a matter of like kind of adding screws, but it's getting old, you know, like a lot of things. So it's probably one of those that's more of a time to rehab it kind of deal and try to find the funding and figure out, or maybe we have it, but, you know, like we have to first find a company that works on those kind of things. I know for the boat launch, which I think we're getting really close on the permitting for that from the Corps. I believe that was our last update. The port, we just spoke with the port about building the new floats for over there and then making the effort to build really, really good floats like they make down there that almost last. They don't last forever, but they're better than just some old foam and tires and some pressure treated something that actually is a real spend some money, but something that's going to last.
Yeah, because that one's.
Yeah, and so maybe that's something for the port to help us on that. If we build the plan and try to figure out what it takes. I don't know a lot about docks, but I can ask around and see what we can do.
Anything else, Ryan?
No, I missed a large portion of it, but I can follow up with Eric later. Sorry.
Okay. So, Craig, are you having issues? Okay.
I occasionally have a little hard time hearing people, and early in the meeting there was some audio interference, but for the majority of the meeting it's been clear and audible.
Okay, so it sounds like it might be Ryan then. All right, thank you. Yes.
Are we going to do anything more with the sidewalks in the 8th Street Park this summer?
I want to. Just depends what we have for time. The crew is going to start. They've been doing a big part of helping, like Mike, and they're going to just take some more or two guys. But they've been real busy this year, and we're getting ready to start the street projects very suddenly. Like, so. The intention is hopefully for some, just a matter of having time, manpower for that.
It was nice to see the new wood in there, the new wood chips.
Yeah, they got a bunch done today again. They should have that all filled up really nice. It was spread out earlier when I was there, it wasn't yet, but they hauled a bunch, and they were hauling a bunch up to review as well, I think, or trying to get them up there. The last time they tried, the weather wasn't good, and warehouse was short on chips that day, so. They did
get
a lot all over today, like I said. So,
yeah. Well, when you were talking about liability, the pool, those sidewalks at the park, I would consider them to be a liability.
Like everything. Yeah.
So that's why.
It just was so nice getting a bunch of support last year. So the tension is continue going and trying to get them. It's just, we had not the greatest spring and summer, so we lost a couple months of time there, so now we're really playing catch up with all the rain. So.
Okay. Any additional council comments? Okay, hearing none, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
I'll move to adjourn.
Okay, I was going to stay here again.
Second.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you all for a lively meeting tonight. Oh.